Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful.
And it is the Savage Nation. Last night we discussed the attack upon our Constitution, namely the Second Amendment by Joseph Biden, who's the attack dog for Barack Obama, lifetime Leninist. And tonight I want to talk a little bit about the snow job of global warming for a moment, because there's some beautiful pictures just out of Jerusalem, which had its heaviest snowfall in 20 years. 20 years they haven't seen as much snow in Jerusalem as 8 inches have fallen across the holy city. The pictures came out today in the Daily Mail, which I posted on michaelsavage.com, and they're beautiful to look at. They're highly politicized, of course. Every picture seems to be slanted to not offend the Muslims, forever easily offended by virtually even a snowstorm. Nevertheless, the pictures from Jerusalem are beautiful, and they're quite telling. And it's of enormous public interest that you should understand that even the psychotics in the British government who have pushed the lie of global warming put out new data suggesting that there will be no global warming for the next 5 years. None. Nevertheless, they spent over $60 million in 1 month on consultants to help them push the big lie, up from £32 million the previous month on consultants trying to boost the big lie that Al Gore has pushed around the world. So much for so-called inconvenient truths. And speaking of inconvenient truths, I want to continue about the inconvenient truths that the Leninist in the White House, Barack Obama, continues to offer us. I did a very good job last night. I would say I would rank it in my top 10 shows because we had so much powerful information and sound bites, the best being Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont interviewing Elena Kagan, who's now on the Supreme Court in June of 2010, where he asked her about the Second Amendment, and she said it's established law. Remember,
Settled law.
Sorry, Elena. It's settled law. She's not talking about coleslaw at Katz's. She's talking about settled law, that to her, the Second Amendment is settled law, not coleslaw. And meaning that it's settled law then. We'll see what happens when it comes up again. So I want to talk again about the attempt by the Leninist in chief to take away our Second Amendment. But even people out there who don't own guns, and there are many of you who don't because you're afraid of yourself, you're afraid of your own impulses, you're probably on medication, and you're afraid that you could either shoot yourself or shoot someone in the family, and probably you shouldn't own a gun. But that doesn't mean the rest of us are as neurotic as you about weapons. And this is the problem with America today. We have a population of medication, a population of medicated individuals unlike any in the past. It's new territory. Unfortunately, if you were to analyze the number of people in the media, especially Hollywood, on medication, both prescription and illegal, it would probably approach 114% of them are drugged almost all the time. I'd say 24/7. And yet they create the pornographic and violent images that have polluted the world's mind, the mindset of the world. They, of course, are opposed to the private ownership of weapons, and yet every movie they make is about guns, killing, whatever. So we understand the hypocrisy, and it's largely related to the fact that many of them are crazy. In other words, they're drug madmen, and we can't give in to them. It's that simple. So Biden, who's now showing himself to be the Mussolini of Mussolini's, came out and softened his position from the other day. The other day, he talked about using executive orders. Apparently, that set off a shockwave in America because, as you well know, executive orders were never meant to establish law. They were meant to clarify law. And these nascent fascists in the White House realized that even the American people are onto them. And so today, Biden came out with a sort of wishy-washy, watered-down version, which we'll play for you right now in the Savage Nation. Listen to Biden.
I want it clear to the American public that on behalf of the president, we're reaching out to all party on whatever side of this debate you fall. The president is going to act. There are executive orders, executive action that can be taken. We haven't decided what that is yet. But we're compiling it all with the help of the attorney general.
Yeah. And so today now in clip one, this is what he says today. Let's hear clip one.
And so the kinds of things that there's an emerging set of recommendations not coming from me, but coming from the groups we've met. And I'm going to focus on the ones that relate primarily to gun ownership and the type of weapons can be owned. And one is there is a surprising, so far, a surprising recurrence of suggestions that we have universal background checks. Not just close the gun show loophole.
How about a universal background check on presidents?
How about a universal background check
on presidents and who runs for office? That would be a good starting place. How about a universal background check on presidents? Who they are, where they came from, where they were born, who their close friends were. That would be a good start. I think we should close the presidential loophole, and we should have a total universal background check for anyone who wants to be president. Now, he's lying again, of course. As you know, all politicians lie when they open their mouths. That's an old joke. It's not funny in this case. Because even if you don't own guns, let's be clear, which one of the 27 amendments to the U.S. Constitution would you like Joe Biden and Barack Obama to amend through an executive order? Would it be the Fourth Amendment, the Ninth Amendment, the 13th Amendment? Which one would you like him to modify? How about the First Amendment? There are many people in Washington, mainly drugged-up left-wing fanatics, who would like to modify the First Amendment and eliminate what they call to be offensive speech. What they don't understand is the First Amendment was written specifically to protect offensive speech. That's how idiotic they are and how uneducated they are. The First Amendment was written specifically to protect offensive speech. We don't need a First Amendment if you don't permit offensive speech. In China, they don't need a First Amendment because there's no offensive speech. Anyone who offends the government disappears, and their kidneys are harvested. So they don't need a First Amendment, and we do need a First Amendment to protect us from Joe Biden. 855-400-SAVAGE is the phone number. Biden was lying today when he said he met with the groups that he met today. We got a report today, just moments ago, from the NRA, saying that the White House has an agenda to attack the Second Amendment, and they said they didn't listen to one word the NRA had to offer. Not one word. While claiming that no policy proposals would be prejudged, this task force spent most of its time on proposed restrictions on lawful firearms owners, honest, taxpaying, hardworking Americans. So again, we could review this today, and I think I'll take parts of yesterday's show and review it because it's important that you not miss the Leahy Elena Kagan interview. I think I'm the only show in America who has it. Thank God we found it, because without this, you wouldn't know what I'm talking about. If Obama tries to eliminate the Second Amendment, modify the Second Amendment, however you want to put it, it would be challenged by a number of groups and go to the Supreme Court, at which time we find out if Elena Kagan really believes that it's established coleslaw, as she said when she was grilled by Leahy. In fact, I want you to, before we take the break, and again, the phone number is 855-400-7282. Elena Kagan is the one, remember, you don't remember anybody anymore. It's hard to know who people are. Most people don't know anyone by name. Let's say a woman, remember there were two women appointed to the Supreme Court? Well, the one who looks most like a human knish in a dress, think of a knish in a deli. Put a dress on it and lipstick. Now think Elena Kagan. So they dug her up somewhere from Harvard. They put her on the Supreme Court knowing that she'd be a useful stooge of the Leninist agenda. But even Leahy, the leftist from Vermont, had to placate his own electorate in Vermont, where there are many gun owners. So in the following clip from June of 2010, in the equivalent of a Stalinist show trial, Senator Patrick Leahy, the left-wing fanatic from Vermont, puts on a show trial with Elena Kagan, the human knish. Listen.
Is there any doubt after the court's decision in Heller and McDonald that the Second Amendment to the Constitution secures a fundamental right for an individual to own a firearm, use it for self-defense in their home?
There is no doubt, Senator Leahy. That is binding precedent entitled to all the respect of binding precedent in any case. So that is settled law.
It's binding precedent and settled coleslaw. I can't drop the deli references. I'm sorry. She brings it out in me. Binding precedent and settled law.
Settled law.
Settled law. Thank you, Elena. Binding precedent and settled coleslaw. So what Elena Kagan is saying when she was coming before the American people is that she's not going to take away your guns. Okay? Why then do they think they can do it now is the question. And if you care to chime in, again, I have to challenge those of you who don't own guns because you're afraid of them. Or you're afraid that someone in your family, like a kid, would get his hands on them and hurt himself or you. I can understand that. There are ways to own guns to protect yourself. I listened to, I was driving into the studio earlier today, and Wallbanger interviewed a left-wing lawyer. In the middle of the interview, the left-wing lawyer said he doesn't personally own a gun. He wouldn't have one in the house. He's afraid of them. You hear? And then Wallbanger admits they're personal friends. They hang out together. Just shows you the kind of government media complex we have. But nevertheless, liberals are afraid of guns. That doesn't mean they have a right to forbid you from protecting yourself. And someone asked that guest what he would do if someone was banging his door in. Let's say beating his door in to come in and hurt him and his family. You know what the guy said? I don't know what I would do, but I don't want to have a gun in the house. That was his answer. This is a lawyer who worked for Bill Clinton. They don't know what they would do, but they don't want to have a gun in the house to defend themselves. So how can we let people like this, weaklings and psychotics, dictate to the rest of us how we should defend ourselves? And by the way, this issue goes to a much, much broader principle. It's the same with the police and the military. These very same mentally ill liberals, these drug-addicted mentally ill liberals who may sound rational, may be very nice people, they hate the police and they hate the military. And if you said to them, who would defend you if the police didn't have guns in the street, they would say, I don't know, but we don't need guns. We don't need cops with guns. Well, who would defend you if the U.S. military wasn't there from, for example, our enemies? I don't know, but we don't need a military of the type we have. They are now running the world. Liberalism is a mental disorder and a very dangerous one. We have a large society, and everyone is entitled to a role in it, but we cannot let the weaklings and the psychotics dictate what the rest of us do. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Is about traffic. Southbound 880 66th Avenue had a crash in the second lane from the left. May be cleared, but traffic's not. It is stop and go from Highway 980. New accident southbound 680 Concord Avenue. Four cars. Looks like they're pushing that one off to the right shoulder. Big delays in Old Grade again. Couple of fender benders along the way, but the backup northbound 680 almost to 237 again continues to Andrade. Southbound 880 slow 237 down to First Street. I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer. With two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill, City Arms offers the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. At City Arms, not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or just interested in personal protection, City Arms is your one-stop destination for all your firearms needs. If they don't have it in stock, they'll find it. See why customers have come to rely on City Arms. Two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web, city-arms.com. City Arms, preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Remember that City Arms, located at 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their new location at 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? GEICO, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from GEICO. It really is as simple as that.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Now get 39-cent color copies in-store, at self-serve, or online at staplescopycenter.com for pickup or delivery. Ends 126. Details in-store or online. Staples. That was easy.
The housing market is stabilizing and smart investors like Warren Buffett are buying as much property as they can. Don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to build wealth through real estate. Kathy Fetke, the CEO of Real Wealth Network, is hosting a live event on January 19th at noon at the Crown Plaza in Foster City. She'll share the seven most important steps for real estate investors and where to find the best deals. Details are at realwealthevents.com. That's realwealthevents.com or call 888-RW-NETWORK. realwealthevents.com.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Guns are us. Guns are us. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. You're entitled to be afraid of guns. You're entitled to use medication. You're entitled to have your opinion, but you're not entitled to take away that which is set in stone with regard to our liberty and our pursuit of happiness. And if pursuit of happiness means defending ourselves, by God, you're not going to take away our right to defend ourselves, even though you are a gunophobe. You know, I was going through some notes today in my house, and I found Savage Speak, a glossary of savagisms over the years. I'm going to read them to you now just for the time. You know, they're so good. Those of you who have listened to me since 1994 will find this amazing. And you'll say, yeah, I remember that, I remember that, I remember that. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. So I'll start with B, letter B. These are my definitions, the glossary of the Savage Nation. Baggy-eyed Bolshevik, Jim Lehrer. Big Sis, Janet Napolitano. Briefcase Mafia, trial lawyers. Bypassed Bolsheviks and Buicks, retired retread leftists known to haunt Palm Beach County, Florida. Christophobia, the loathing and hatred of Christianity by bigoted, intolerant, secular leftists. Clipped-haired, mean-faced women, self-evident. Compassionate conservative, me. Condo commies, wealthy socialists. Corned beef commies, unhealthy, wealthy socialists. Crescent News Network, CNN. Demikins, Republicans who act like Democrats. Demon cats, a euphemistic term for godless Democrats. Empty skirt, a pancake-faced teleprompter-reading leg crosser in a newsroom. EPA, Environmental Propaganda Agency. From Boulder Dam to Dental Dams in one generation. These are some of my phrases that people loved over the years. From Boulder Dam to Dental Dams in one generation. I'm trying to show how things have changed. From kid gloves to latex gloves in one generation. From St. Christopher's medals to crystals in one generation. Government media complex, unholy alliance between big government and media elites. Head cutters and headscarves. Evangelists who spread the religion of peace by cutting people to pieces. Hieroglyphics set to a beat rap. Reverend Jesse High Jackson, the pastor of the First Rainbow Church of Shakedowns. Hitler in a dirty nightshirt, Osama bin Laden. Hitler in elevator shoes, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Hollywood idiots, mindless thespians from the land of make-believe. Houses of porn and scorn, today's liberal colleges. Illiberal, what liberal used to mean. Infidels, the savage listening audience. Institutes of lower living, colleges where junior sheeple can get the finance. I haven't seen these in years. Institutes of lower living, colleges where junior sheeple can get the finest illiberal education that taxpayer money can buy. Islamofascists, dirty nightshirt-clad radical Muslims who walk with a Quran in one hand and a bloody rusty knife in the other. Knee-jerk conservatives, reflexive right-wingers who never ask why when conservative leaders say drink the Kool-Aid. Lexus liberals, John Kerry brand liberals who despise the nation that made their wealth. Lunchroom Lenins, found mainly in South Florida at early bird buffets. Madeleine Halfbright, former secretary of hate under Bill Clinton, who in my day would have only run a deli on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. Mayor Annie Toosome Newsom, that was the San Francisco mayor of San Francisco. Mushroom Boys, L.A. screenwriters. Mussolini in a skirt, Nancy the Hammer Pelosi. Ninth Circuit Court of Schlemiels, that would be the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, the most liberal federal court in the nation, where the justices have their heads up their robes. Old York Times, the once great gray lady deflowered by Pinchy Sulzberger's juvenile worldview. PBS, Palestine Broadcasting System. Pot in every chicken, the legalization of marijuana. Remember they once promised chicken in every pot during the Depression? Right. Well, under Obama, it's become pot in every chicken. Psychological nudity exposing the savage truth. Rat Boy, John Walker Lynn, the so-called American Taliban who stabbed America in the back. Republicrats, turncoat Republicans like John McCain and other left-leaning anti-conservatives. Red diaper doper babies, RDDBs, psychotic 60s leftovers who mix too much Marx with their marijuana. Savagettes, the babes of the savage nation. Few more from the S to the Y when I come back of the savage glossary here, the Savagepedia. Right here in the Savage Nation.
Savage.
Hey, look, our great nation has passed the tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned us about 200 years ago. Ben said, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, they will herald the end of the republic. The 2012 election and 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago. Listen to me. That's when the Fed and income tax were born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of your money and our nation. How? By reading The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. It's free. Call 800-289-2646. What have you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. For this special limited free offer of this 1995 book, it's free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646. I've warned you. Call it now. 800-289-2646. It's free.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. Volunteers will hand out blankets to the homeless people living along Coyote Creek in San Jose tonight. The ministry estimates about 7,000 homeless people live in San Jose. Humboldt State wants comedian Jimmy Kimmel for its commencement speaker. The invitation was issued after Kimmel joked on his late night show about the university's marijuana research program. Taking a look at the roadways, stall Golden Gate Bridge, northbound 101 at the North Tower was in the right lane, should be cleared by now, but look for some delays. Eastbound 80 Edwards Avenue, have an accident, should be off to the right side. Still slow on all directions in the MacArthur Maze, really, but eastbound 80 slow from the maze up towards Pinole Valley Road. Westbound still slow from about University into the maze. You've got heavy traffic on the upper deck of the Bay Bridge into the city as well. Northbound 680 slow, Jacqueline to Andrade, a couple of fender benders along the way, stalls as well. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It's time to play Who's My Termite Company, brought to you by Planet Orange. Do you prefer a technician who has A, completed weeks of training, or B, experience delivering pizzas? Should your technician have performed A, hundreds of treatments, B, three, including yours? Do you want the person who comes out to your home to A, be knowledgeable, professional, and courteous, or B, refer to you as dude?
When it comes to protecting your home from termites and pests, don't play games. Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. The best-trained technicians, an industry-leading two-year warranty with free annual re-inspections, prices that are comparable or less than what others charge. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. That's 1-800-767-2643. Or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free termite and pest inspection now.
My name is Kanan, and I've performed over 1,200 treatments for Planet Orange.
Go to planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. Doing the right thing was never so easy.
It's the new year, and we all make resolutions. But sooner or later, we fall off that diet, stop going to the gym, and slip back into our old ways. But here's a resolution you can keep: having a lower mortgage payment. Yes, you already refied this past year and lowered your payment, but because at Cash Call you can refinance without any points, fees, or deposits, you can keep your current balance and lower your payment and rate even more. So make the Cash Call at 866-590-CASH and start the new year right. Today's 15-year fixed rate is 2.5% rate and APR. That's right, 2.5% rate and APR. So even when the diet and exercise wear off, you'll still feel lighter on your couch with a lower mortgage payment month after month. 2.5% rate and APR with no loan expenses. What is there to think about? Call 866-590-CASH now.
Equal housing lender. Credit and income requirements apply. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Corporations, California Finance Lenders Law License. NMLS 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
What makes Safe Light different? Well, with Safe Light, you get the reliability of America's largest auto glass company. Every windshield we replace is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered coast to coast. Plus, a new windshield is the perfect time to get new windshield wipers. Safe Light can do that, too.
Just call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com. Or ask your insurance company for Safe Light.
The Start Fresh and Save event is on at the Home Depot, where you can get free whole home basic carpet installation when you carpet three rooms or more. Only the Home Depot has Soft Spring, the new carpet that's durable and softer than ever. So roll out your plans today with free installation when you carpet three rooms or more. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through March 6th on basic installation, U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Guns R Us, welcome back to the Assassination. So we know what's going on. We know who these Leninists are. They think that they're smarter than everybody, and they are. They're the president and the attorney general and the vice president. They hoodwinked the American people into thinking that they were on the side of the people. Now we're finding out what side they're really on, which we've known all along. I mean, I wrote Trickle Up Poverty. I wrote Trickle Down Tyranny. I wrote my novel Abuse of Power. A lot of people bought the books. But what good is it when you have illiterates who are on welfare? What's the good of writing? You may as well be chiseling at the stone in hieroglyphics. You think they know what's going on, nor do they care. All they care is the free iPhone, the free phone, and the government cheese. So over the years, 1994 until today, it's already 2013, I can't believe it, 19 years in radio, my God. And they said I wouldn't last a week. People tried to stop me at the local station from the day I started. They started from day one. With one problem after another, they try to undermine me because they're all liberals. They're all the baggy-eyed Bolsheviks type at that time. And they didn't want a conservative to emerge in San Francisco of all places, but emerge I did. I'm actually the only talk show host in the Bay Area that ever became national, ever became a national celebrity. Incidentally, it's an interesting phenomenon. And if we lived in sane times, I'd get the key to the governor's office, but I wouldn't want it. To be frank with you, I don't need the key to the governor's office. So I've coined phrases. I read you the glossary of savagism, Savagepedia, Savage Dictionary, the Savage Dictionary. So I went from A, B, all the way up to Madeline Halfbright. Where were we? Red Diaper Doper Babies, R. Savagettes, the babes of the savage nation. Sheeple, the unthinking gullible masses. Sheocracy, the reigning rule of radical feminism that emasculated America's men. Socialism, organized crime with an army. Spawning like shrimp. You can pretty much figure out who I'm referring to there. Stand-up Stalins, anti-American comedians. The stench from the bench is making me clench. The odorous rule of illiberal judges. That was a big hit in its day. The Supremes, U.S. Supreme Court justices. TNN, Taliban News Network, also known as CNN. Trickle-down immorality, as perfected by Bill Clinton. The course material in the majority of America's public schools. Finally, at the time, yentertainers, gossipy, meddlesome, clueless female performers. Gossipy, meddlesome, clueless female performers. Now you're supposed to play settled law. I'll say
settled law.
Okay, I'll start again. Yentertainers, gossipy, meddlesome, clueless female performers.
Settled law.
Okay, of that type. She's like a yentertainer, isn't she? I know you're supposed to look up to them. Why should I look up to them? There's no distinguished people that have been appointed to the Supreme Court. What have they written that I remember? This is not the age of the greats in history. Anyway, Oliver Wendell Holmes, a great jurist, Supreme Court justice. Why? Because he was a great legal scholar. Look what we have now. It's like out of communist China, where they took laundresses from the laundry room and made them into surgeons. That's what Mao Zedong did. The Red Brigades, that's what they did in China. They went into hospitals and they said to laundresses, sister, comrade, you are now a doctor. And she would say, and they would humiliate the surgeon in communist China and humiliate him and beat him and throw him into the laundry room and tell him you're a bourgeois, you're going to work in the laundry room. So they put a girl from the laundry room into the surgical ward and say, sister, you are now a surgeon. And if she said, but I don't know how to do it, they would shoot her for being a counter-revolutionary. That's what communism is. Don't you understand that we have a minor form of communism right in front of our eyes? But you need to understand it from the whole, you know, perspective. I'm giving you a little historical background. I don't know if I strictly want to stick to the gun story. I could take a caller or two, and you can keep calling on the guns or any other issue. Okay, here's another question to lighten things up. When did you first hear any of my savagisms? Whoever goes back longer than anybody can tell me where and which station they get a free copy of Train Tracks for the holidays, even though the holidays are long over. Now, here's another one that was very popular for my show to show you how I distinguish myself from the hacks who call themselves conservatives. None of them could ever come near any of this. They wrap themselves in the flag. They say the word Constitution. They say founding fathers, and they think people think that they're geniuses. I want you to tell me who in the media can match this. From Eisenhower to Obama in two generations. America has gone from Eisenhower to Obama in two generations. From Ben Casey to Nurse Jackie in Ben Casey to Nurse Jackie in two generations. From mutual assured destruction to assured national destruction in two generations. From Evan Rude to Always Rude in two generations. From John Wayne to Lady Gaga in two generations. From I Spy to I Cry in two generations. From I Love Lucy to I Love Loosely in two generations. From Al Einstein to Al Gore in two generations. From I Have a Dream to I Have a Scheme. From Catcher in the Rye to Ketchup on the Fly. From starlets to harlots. From preachers to breachers. From athletes to sex leads. From Boy Scouts to Toy Scouts. From Girl Scouts to Twirl Scouts, from LSD to ADD, from cardigans to partykins, from Cub Scouts to Scouting Cubs, from aspirin to OxyContin, from Lady Jane to Let's Get Insane, from science to lions, from law to claw, from zip guns to machine guns, from red book to spread books, from acorn the tree to acorn the spree, from guppies to yuppies. From soldiers who kill to soldiers without will. From lassie to sassy. From religion to pigeons. from eons to peons, from rapists to offenders, from stickball to speedballs in two generations, from Milltown to Prozac, the Air Force to a bear force, from the Navy to loose gravy, from the Army to I'm Swami, from Israel to Fizrael, from Taiwan to Spies One, the dragon and the eagle to the dragon and the beagle, from dragsters to drag queens, from redwoods to deadwoods, from health foods to wealth foods, from heroes to zeros, from UFOs to IOUs, from mellow rolls to melamine, from Niagara to Viagra, from Coney Island to Survival Island, from the five families to the Sly families, from Al Capone to Sly Stallone, from Truman to the Untruman, from Reagan to the Swayman, from Rayburn to Pelosi, from the Eagle to the Beagle, from the Bible to the Legal, all in two generations. That's the story of America the Great to America that Greats. I put that actually in Trickle Up Poverty. I think that appeared. I think it appeared there somewhere. It's really good stuff. Really good. I'm very proud of it. I'm looking back. I found it in a folder. I was throwing papers out. I almost threw this out. Amazing, amazing production here. Amazing what keeps coming out. It keeps going and growing on and on and on. Of the making of many books, there is no end, said Ecclesiastes Savage. And looking back to the past, we have Eric Holder, who is perhaps the most questionable of all attorney generals in modern American history. A man who should have been vetted much, much more completely. He should have had a background check, as should have the president, who said back in 1995 that gun owners should cower in shame like smokers. Can you play the short version of clip 14?
When I was growing up, people smoked all the time. I mean, both my parents did. But over time, we changed the way in which people thought about smoking. And so now we have people who cower outside of buildings and kind of smoke in private and don't want to admit it. And that's what I think we need to do with guns and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
See, the difference is, moron, is that people stopped smoking because they knew they were killing themselves. But the reason millions of people are signing up for the NRA and buying guns and bullets is because they want to protect themselves from the gangs that you seem to be in love with, in plain English. See, it's two different things. They don't smoke guns and hurt their health. They use guns to smoke those who would hurt their health, to be very clear. Get that? Get that? You understand it's two different things? A cigarette is not the same thing as a gun? I mean, it just shows you that his analogies, his capacity for analogy is so flawed he can't even put two and two together. He adds up two and two and comes up with five. That's the number one law enforcement official in America. Two plus two equals five to this guy in the attorney general's office. That's all. We got a caller on the they like the old stuff or not? I don't know. I'm not going to go into the guns too much today. I'm in a strange mood. I was really energetic yesterday. 6.5-hour flight, holding the dog the whole way. He didn't make on the airplane. He was so good. He held it in the whole way. Of course, there's a trick to it. No food or water. It's like a prison for him the day he flies. And then on the plane, I give him a little cap full of water, a little cheese here and there. Poor guy, but he puts himself in auto-hypnosis. We land in Oakland. The pilot opens the door. I run down the thing with the dog all the way to the grass. I'm figuring he can't wait. He's holding it in, right? Doesn't do anything. The smells weren't right enough for him. I don't know what he was thinking. What is with dogs? Why do they have to smell another dog in order to relieve themselves? What is that about? Is there a veterinarian in the house could explain that to me? I mean, he must have been in pain from not urinating for 6.5 hours on the plane. So if you run across a tarmac to a little patch of grass on a box next to a wire fence, and you say to the dog, go, it's okay, get rid of it, peep, whatever, he didn't do it. He could, because he didn't found no smell. I don't understand that part of the dog behavior. And I'm not an expert in dog behavior. I've owned them all my life. I love dogs. But why do they have to smell another dog to relieve? Does anyone understand this? Am I boring you? Do you just want to talk about Elena Kagan and Leahy? About the settled law. And binding precedent. I could use some good coleslaw. Speaking of settled slaw. From coleslaw to settled law.
Settled law.
Wait, I'll add a new one. A new syllogism. From coleslaw to settled law in two generations. from Oliver Wendell Holmes to Eric Holder in 2,000 years. Yeah. From Moses to the mikveh. And, who's on the phone? WABC, New York City. Look, it's a late show on the East Coast already. Is there a football game tonight or something I'm running up against? I must be running up against something in the East Coast that the average person is watching. What's on TV right now that they're watching instead of listening to me across the Eastern Seaboard where it's a quarter to ten already? Neil, do you know? So check out the TV guide. See what's playing now. They must be watching something now. Here we got a drop of temperature. Finally, I love it. I mean, we got it's 47 now in San Francisco. It's going to be 39, which is nothing for a Russian. To a Russian, 39 degrees is like a hot summer day. They could take a shirt off and run around in it. Americans, every little change, 2 degrees, ooh, it's cold, ooh, it's hot, ooh, it's cold, ooh, it's hot, ooh, get out the mucklucks, ooh, get out the bathing suit. Minimum temperature. I'm obsessed with temperature wherever I am. It's an OCD thing. I'm starting to believe that it's not just a curiosity. It could be an OCD thing. If I'm driving in a car, I ask the person who's driving if I have a driver, what's the temperature on the dashboard? You know, looking. I got to know because I stick my finger out the window to feel the air, and I try to judge by my fingers if I can judge the difference between like 52, 51. Sometimes on the way to a restaurant after a show, I'll say 51, and the driver will say 52. Or I'll say it's 49, though it's 47. I want to see if my fingers are very good at it. But like today, it's not that bad. The lowest recorded in San Francisco was 29 degrees in 1953 already, we had global warming. Tell that to the people of Jerusalem, that biggest snowstorm in 20 years. Call up Al Jazeera now and see what he has to say about snow in Jerusalem. Al Jazeera. We put it up on the website. It's gorgeous. The picture is so beautiful. Wait, let me see if it's up already. My fingers are crossed. Thank God. Here, top left. Jerusalem hit by worst snowstorm for 20 years. The pictures are gorgeous. From the London Daily Mail. I've been in Jerusalem twice. I almost moved there in 78. Then I heard my deceased father talking to me one night in Tel Aviv after a couple of drinks. And he said, I was an immigrant to America, and you want to make your son an immigrant to this country? Get out while you can. I went home the next day. So I use many different... you can use pure logic. You can use intuition. You can use psychic powers. You could be a little nuts. At the end of the day, you understand what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it doesn't matter if it works for you. He spoke to me. He was dead already 8 years. My father may rest in peace. Where did that wisdom come from? It wasn't like he was in the street. I was walking around Jerusalem, had a number of beers, and I ate a batesim, which are bull's testicles. I had heard that it existed. They served him. I would never eat that again. I feel very bad for the bull. I don't like the concept. Big deal. It's like eating a spongy piece of liver in a plate. It was disgusting, actually. I don't know. It's not really. But I ate some batesim, and I had some rotten beer. Terrible beer. The Israelis make the worst beer next to Primo beer in Hawaii. It's undrinkable for a real beer lover. And I'm walking in the street, and I start to think, what am I going to do? I've come here. I brought the kids. Am I going to move to Israel? I was going to be a professor, a research associate at the Jerusalem University. I forget the name. I swear to God, I can't remember. 78. It was 79. I don't know when. The university. What is that great university? Hebrew University of Jerusalem. And I was offered a research associate's position in, you're never going to believe this, in one of the science departments. And I was going to go research the Arab use of plants in the Holy Land, meaning, you know, how they use them for medicines. That's what I was going to do. Of course, I wouldn't be alive today if I'd gone to Yemen. They would have served my batesim for breakfast. But I, nevertheless, that's what happened. I had that little, reverie in the street. All right, they would see, but this is the thing, hold it, before the break. This is why you should have children. Because having children changes you. It changes your mind. It changes your psyche. It changes your subconscious. It changes your consciousness. And if you're a good father, as I hope I have been, you start thinking for your children, not for yourself. You understand why children are the essential part of living? If you have children, you start thinking for them. Anyway, I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints, it's great for your cartilage, it even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-946-9745.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
Here's a vote. Traffic, San Mateo, southbound 101, 3rd Avenue. Crash, at least one lane block. Traffic backed up into Burlingame. Northbound 101, slow from Woodside Road up to 3rd Avenue as well. Northbound 280, 19th Avenue, crash there. Traffic's going to be very slow and go, and stretches really from Highway 380 up to the 19th Avenue split. Eastbound 80, Ashby Avenue, crash there. Traffic bumper-to-bumper coming out of the MacArthur Maze. I'm Dave Fouch, KSFO.
Hi, this is Bill.
And Kathleen.
Owners of American Vision Windows.
When Bill and I decided to have our windows replaced, we thought we'd found a reputable company to do the job. We had such a horrible experience, we decided to take action by starting American Vision Windows.
We've set out to revolutionize the window industry by building American Vision Windows on quality, integrity, and customer service. We put our name and reputation on the line to better serve homeowners like you.
Call American Vision Windows today and receive a limited-time offer this month only. Free installation plus a free upgrade to triple-pane windows when you call now. 888-392-4343.
At American Vision Windows, you get the highest quality product combined with professional installation and unmatched customer service. Something no one else is offering.
Call American Vision Windows at 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Our windows have a story to tell. Shouldn't yours? Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
Homeowners, do you have low water pressure in your house? When you flush a toilet, does the person in the shower have to run for cover so they don't get scalded? Or have you or your neighbors had leaks in their pipes? Many people don't realize that these problems are caused by old pipes that are either corroding down to a trickle or just plain springing a leak. Fortunately, this problem can be solved by repiping your home. I'm Jeff Butler of Repipe Specialists. We've helped over 30,000 homeowners just like you by replacing their old corroded pipes with new, high-quality PEX or copper pipes. It only takes us 1 or 2 days to repipe an entire home, plus we patch the walls and give you a lifetime guarantee. And in celebration of 20 years of repiping, right now on approved credit, when you repipe with us, we'll give you 0% interest for an entire year. That's right, a repipe, wall patching, and a lifetime guarantee, all at 0% interest. Just call 800-737-4746. That's 800-REPIPING. 800-737-4746.
Do you owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Call the experts with an A-plus rating with the BBV. Call U.S. Tax Shield right now at 1-800-489-3838.
Local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50 to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Welcome back to the Dodge City of Talk Radio, better known as the Savage Nation. Yeah, it's questionable, the whole thing right now, what we have going on. The Lenin in the White House. You know, if you're a student of history, you know what this man is. If you're a man who never went to school and have no concept of history, or if you're a baggy-eyed Bolshevik and you actually like socialism, Leninism, Marxism, then, of course, you're content. You're happy. All the world's a stage and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances. And one man in his time plays many parts, his acts being seven ages. At first the infant, mewling and puking in the nurse's arms, then the whining schoolboy with his satchel and shining morning face, creeping like snail, unwilling to school, and then the lover, sighing like furnace, with a woeful ballad made to his mistress's eyebrow, then a soldier full of strange oaths and bearded like the pard, jealous in honor, sudden and quick in quarrel, seeking the bubble reputation, even in the cannon's mouth, and then the justice in fair round belly with good cape on lined, with eyes severe and beard a formal cut, full of wise saws in modern instances, and so he plays his part. The sixth age shifts into the lean and slippered pantaloon, with spectacles on nose and pouch on side. His youthful hose well saved, the world too wide, for his shrunk shank and his big manly voice, turning again towards childish treble, pipes and whistles in his sound. Last scene of all that ends this strange eventful history is second childishness and mere oblivion, sans teeth, sans eyes, sans taste, sans everything. Remember I read this a long time ago, back in 2011. Yeah, I remember that, William Shakespeare. It's pretty interesting. But what about the seven ages of a nation? Has anyone written about the seven ages of a nation? How does that end? What's the last scene of all? How does that end? In second childishness and mere oblivion, that sounds like America today, a nation of children. We have not yet lost our teeth, our eyes, our taste, and everything, have we? Or have we? One could argue that metaphysically or metaphorically, we have lost our teeth, our eyes, our taste, and everything. Just take a look at the garbage being put out by Weinstein and company. They put out the gangster movie now. Shooting every other scene is shooting people up with a machine gun. It was supposed to be released after Connecticut, after the massacre. That Sean Penn phony, if ever there was an award for the biggest liar on earth, I would give it to Sean Penn next to Al Jazeera. Those two would be neck and neck. They'd be a quintilla. One second, I'll be back.
Seven.
Click 11. It is the Savage Nation. So I was talking about Huxley, mescaline, drugs, and I was telling you, if you want to see what the drug mind has accomplished, all you got to do is look at what's going on in our country today with leaders in such positions of power that they dare violate the Constitution in the name of liberalism. They appoint people to be the head of the CIA like John Brennan, who has nothing but glowing commentary about Islam, without talking about the current ongoing genocide by Muslims in the South Sudan, the ongoing cleansing and genocide of Christians in Iraq, Syria, Iran, Egypt, Indonesia, and the Maghreb, all at the hands of Islamists. And yet this man, John Brennan, said the following. Listen to clip 11.
But for more than three decades, I have also had the tremendous fortune to travel the world. And as part of that experience, to learn about the goodness and beauty of Islam. As a college student in the 1970s, I spent a summer traveling through Indonesia, taking in the wonderful landscape, culture, and people of Java and Bali. Despite my long hair, my earring, and my obvious American appearance, I was welcomed throughout that country
in a way that is a reflection of the tremendous warmth of Islamic cultures and societies. Like the president during his childhood years in Jakarta, I came to see Islam, not how it is often misrepresented, but for what it is, how it is practiced every day by well over a billion Muslims worldwide, a faith of peace and tolerance and great diversity.
I've never heard such propaganda in my entire life, never in my life. This man should never be confirmed. And yet with Klink on the other side, who I think we've tracked down in the cloakroom. Yeah, there he is. Klink is in the back in the cloakroom. He will be confirmed. There is no other party. We have a one-party system. Everyone should be frightened, very frightened indeed, that an apologist for radical Islam would be appointed to the CIA. He talks about the diversity and the peace and tolerance of Islam. That's all well and good. It's lip service. Why doesn't he talk about the genocide going on in the South Sudan by radical Islamists? The cleansing and genocide of Christians in Iraq, in Syria, in Iran, in Egypt, in Indonesia, all at the hands of Islamists. Is this man, does he think that everyone is a fool? This came out in the CNSnews.com website. Islam helped to shape CIA nominee John Brennan's worldview. It's a shockingly important story that I linked on michaelsavage.com. And they've played that soundbite came from an audience at the Islamic Center of New York University on February 13, 2010, when White House counterterrorism advisor John Brennan said the U.S. government actions and policies had contributed to the problem of negative stereotyping of Muslims. Now, this address to a meeting of the Islamic Center of NYU was facilitated by the Islamic Society of North America, which is a front group that anyone in the intelligence community knows is a front group for some very dangerous people. And yet the man is going to be made the head of the CIA. During the speech during which he drew applause after speaking in Arabic for more than a minute, Brennan used terms evidently designed to appeal to his audience, such as Al-Quds for Jerusalem, Palestine, and as in the Quran reveals, in keeping with the Muslim belief that the Quran was revealed directly by Allah to Muhammad through the angel Gabriel. So there it is. That's what we have now as a result of 40 years of people who think they've cleansed the doors of perception. They're not dragging us into a brave new world. They're dragging us into something other than a brave new world. It's a very dangerous hell that they're dragging us into. So now we have Obama's counterterrorism advisor, Brennan, a Jesuit-educated Catholic, trying to sell us on Islam. He's been a leading proponent of the effort to stop using terms many Muslims find offensive, such as jihadist. He said, they're not jihadists, he told the NYU audience, for jihad is a holy struggle, an effort to purify for a legitimate purpose, said the apologist Brennan. And there's nothing, absolutely nothing holy or pure or legitimate or Islamic about murdering innocent men, women, and children, said the apologist Brennan for radical Islamists. What's interesting is this. Newspapers in the Islamic world itself routinely use the term jihadist in their news reporting on terrorist acts without suggesting that the term has been misappropriated. So here you have a liberal so bent out of shape with his propaganda and his mission of propaganda that he goes so far to the perimeters of perception that he goes beyond what the normal Muslim sees to be true. And that's who Obama picks to be the head of the CIA. You should be very worried indeed. He will ferret out anyone in America who is rightfully afraid of the sleeper cells in America. Instead of using the resources of the CIA to ferret out the sleeper cell, he'll ferret out any American who wants to defend himself from the sleeper cell. That's what happens when you have long hair and earring and LSD and a mescaline mind. You cleanse the doors of perception. You cleanse the doors of perception, and instead of everything appearing to man as it is infinite, everything appears to man as it is a mess, a nightmare, a nightmare. All right, so let's go back to regular programming. I'm trying to have a good time, trying to do some serious things, and it's all mixed together. It's all a melange. It's all a beautiful stew. It's a savage stew for the evening. from this to that, from guns to that. I'm trying to show you the context. How a liberal like Cuomo in New York State is a restrictor. Liberals are not, they're not giving you liberation, they're giving you restrictions. It's the conservative that wants liberty and freedom, not the liberal. The liberal is the one who controls, represses, funnels, tells you how to sleep, what to eat, what to think, wants to control you from cradle to grave. Conservative says, you know, at least my brand of independence is leave me alone. Let me decide for myself. I'm a free man, the land of the free and the home of the brave. Who the hell are you to tell me how to live? Who the hell are you to tell me what I'm supposed to eat and drink? Who the hell do you think you are? What are you, my slaveholder? This country stands against slavery, yet we have liberals now who want to enslave us with their mentality. Don't have a 32-ounce soda. Don't eat a fatty hot dog. Take the salt out of the salt shaker. Don't eat the pepper. Liars. Liars. Crazy people. Preening pompous fools like Bloomberg. The last straw for me with Bloomberg was the New Year's Eve show. He looked like a surgically altered Paul Simon with a sweater on that stage trying to be cool. You know what he reminds me of? The guys that I used to know in school who always wanted to be cool but weren't. I mean, oh, he's a billionaire, big deal, so what? He's the only billionaire who's a putz in the world? What, a billionaire makes you smart and a wonderful, cool person? I've met people without shirts in the Fiji Islands who are more noble than Mayor Bloomberg. I spent nights in villages in Fiji with guys with ripped undershirts that are noble men compared to that surgically altered Paul Simon. What's the difference? I don't know who's listening to me anymore. I mean, I know a lot of people. But do any people really know the danger we're in from these people? Do they have any idea what they're doing? Do they understand why I rail against Jeff Immelt, one of the slimiest creatures in corporate American history? Do you think I do it because I know Jeffrey Immelt? I like the logo for General Electric. I buy GE light bulbs. GE light switches are the best made, much better than the crap coming out of China. My electrician taught me that with a panel going down to my boat. But Jeffrey Immelt didn't design the GE electrical panel. Jeffrey Immelt is the epitome of the worst in corporate America. He moves factories to China, offshores jobs, and Obama rewards him by appointing him as job czar. He pays zero taxes on $5-some billion in income in America because he has over 1,000 former IRS agents as tax accountants. And we're supposed to look up to this man? And he tells us to pay our fair share? Who believes these people? And now you tie that together with using a street vermin, like the type that they got from the gutters of New York and put him on MSNBC. They gave him a diet. They gave him a diet and a new suit and a teleprompter, and he give him a job on MSNBC. Pay him $1 million a year. Why? Why would they do that? You ask, why would you take an illiterate guy who's not really a reverend, who gave himself a degree, who was a street agitator his whole life, a liar, a street agitator his whole life, and you put him in a suit and tie and give him a teleprompter, and he goes on MSNBC. Why? Why would Jeff Immelt approve that? Because it's safer and cheaper to pay that guy $1 million a year to go on television than let him run around the streets with a bullhorn and a rent-a-mob. Does Immelt want them outside General Electric headquarters saying pay your fair share on your $5 billion in taxes? Think about how much that would cost the company. If they pay their fair share of corporate taxes, what would it be? 39% of $5 billion? That's over $2 billion in taxes that they would owe the American taxpayer in taxes. So isn't it cheaper to pay someone $1 million a year than letting a mob show up in front of your headquarters? You don't understand how capitalism works, do you, in an age like this, where everything is a lie? Nothing is true. Nothing is true. Everything is a curveball. And that's why I'm a national treasure. Men like me should be given the Presidential Medal of Freedom, but I wouldn't accept it from Obama. Because the only people who would get the Presidential Medal of Freedom from Obama would be those who would be taking our freedoms away. They would get the Presidential Medal of Freedom. The only president I would have accepted it from would have been Dwight D. Eisenhower or Ronald Reagan. After that, you know what? You can take your Presidential Medal of Freedom and melt it down and turn it into teeth fillings for what it's become worth. You ever see the poet laureates that they pick now? Have you ever seen these illiterates? Again, it goes back. Again, it goes back to what happened in Mao Tse-tung's China, where they took the surgeon out of the surgery ward put him in the laundry because he was a bourgeois, and they took the laundress that was cleaning the dirty sheets, and they put her in the surgical ward, and they said, sister, comrade, you're now a surgeon. That's communism. That's Obamaism. That's your America, you fools. That's what happened with your doors of perception. That's what happened with 30 years of you using drugs. This is what's happened to your country. At least that's my lecture for tonight. And I'll get off my high horse and be right back.
Terrifying school shootings under a high school in Taft, California, near Bakersfield. Officials say a 16-year-old armed with a shotgun walked into a classroom, shot one student, fired at another, and then, says Kern County Sheriff Donnie Youngblood,
a campus supervisor showed up, was outside the classroom, and together they engaged in conversation with this young man. And at one point, he put the shotgun down, and police officers were able to take him into custody.
Nobody was killed. It happened as Vice President Biden held another White House meeting on gun violence. ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Jonathan Carl.
On the day Vice President Biden met with the National Rifle Association, he made it clear he is pushing for the biggest expansion of gun control in two decades.
There's got to be some common ground here.
Biden's proposals will likely include mandatory background checks on virtually every gun sale and a ban on semi-automatic weapons and those ammo clips that hold dozens of bullets. That will pit him squarely against the NRA.
The NRA says the meeting was more about demonizing the Second Amendment and blaming law-abiding gun owners for the acts of criminals and madmen. A Colorado judge rules there's enough evidence to go ahead with a trial of the accused movie theater gunman, James Holmes. Women should take half of the recommended dosage of Ambien, the popular prescription sleep aid, say federal regulators, because after 8 hours, some people, women especially, are still not alert. New drug testing announced by Major League Baseball for human growth hormone and abnormal levels of testosterone. After his family donated his brain for research, a unanimous National Institutes of Health concludes that the late NFL star Junior Seau suffered a type of brain damage associated with repeated concussions. Pro Football Hall of Famer Warren Moon's reaction?
I've had 6 concussions throughout my career, so it's something that concerns me each and every day that I wake up. What's my long-term health going to be like?
This is ABC News.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
What makes Safe Light different? Well, with Safe Light, you get the reliability of America's largest auto glass company. Every windshield we replace is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered coast to coast. Plus, a new windshield is the perfect time to get new windshield wipers. SafeLight can do that, too.
Just call 800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com. Or ask your insurance company for SafeLight.
The Start Fresh and Save event is on at the Home Depot now through February 3rd. You'll find top brands like Home Decorators Collection and Husky. Pick up some 66-quart Sterilite storage totes with latch handles. The see-through design lets you remember what you stored. And at the new lower price of $8.97, the savings are easy to see, too. So come in, start fresh, and save. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Shop Talk 560 KSFO. Riding a wave of new tax revenue, Governor Jerry Brown is proposing a state spending plan that eliminates the massive deficits of recent years and provides nearly $5 billion more in spending over the previous year. The budget outlook shows the Golden State beginning to turn the corner on an era of deep shortfalls and spending cuts to core programs. Investigators are looking into whether a faulty radar beacon contributed to the crash of a tanker in the Bay Bridge this week. The Coast Guard says one of the beacons was not lit at the time of the collision. Walgreens has settled with 4 Bay Area counties over mischarging customers. KSFO's Scott Clark reports.
Drugstore chain Walgreens has agreed to pay a little more than $1.4 million in civil penalties and establish a price guarantee program for California customers to settle a lawsuit brought by prosecutors in 4 Bay Area counties. Santa Clara Deputy District Attorney Martha Donahoe said yesterday the settlement resolves multiple discrepancies inspectors found between the prices Walgreens advertised on the shelves and what people were charged at the scanners. I'm Scott Clark, KSFO 560.
Okay, as about traffic, looking at the lower deck of the Bay Bridge, had a stall out by Treasure Island blocking the right lane. Looks like that has been cleared. A few brake lights getting towards the island, though. Northbound 880, Alvarado, Niles Road, CHP still with an accident. It's going to be to the right shoulder, hit and run. And it looks like we've got some delays on the Central Freeway, northbound 101 as you exit at onto Mission Street. Back it up just a little bit. Maybe a lot of people want into the city. As for the KSO weather forecast tonight, freezing cold temperatures, upper 20s to the low 40s. That'll be for overnight tonight and into Saturday morning as well. Tomorrow afternoon, it'll be sunny, highs just the upper 40s to low 50s. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
This year, make 2013 the new you year with Ovation Cell Therapy. Guaranteed to restore your hair's natural beauty, Ovation Cell Therapy can help repair dry, brittle, damaged hair caused by harsh chemicals and heat styling.
Ovation Cell Therapy can dramatically reduce breakage and help repair split ends, even helping to repair the damage caused from hair extensions. With Ovation Cell Therapy, your hair can be thicker, stronger, longer, and healthy again. Guaranteed.
My Ovation experience has been great. My hair was terribly damaged and overprocessed, but now my hair looks and feels healthier. I love you guys.
Join the hundreds of thousands of Ovation Nation customers who take the time to write their personal testimonials.
If Ovation didn't help their hair look and feel thicker, stronger, and longer, why would they?
If you didn't get your gift of Ovation Cell Therapy for the holidays, hurry and log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a very special introductory discount.
The Department of Education doesn't educate anybody. The Environmental Protection Agency? No.
Mark Levin.
The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Today on The Savage Nation, let's go to michaelsavage.com, home of borders, language, and culture. Are you interested in a better nation, a more savage nation, as opposed to a more wimped up welfare nation? I am. Well, Biden hints at outlawing gun sales and guns. Did you hear that? That's why we're calling it Fahrenheit 357. You can see the story at the top of michaelsavage.com. Teachers union leader jokes about killing the rich. Take a look at the fat pig. She said rich people are guilty of endorsing violence against teachers. You fat slob, you. BBC forced to admit global warming is static. No kidding. Savage rallies for Nationalist Party to battle the GOP. Al Gorleone is now richer than Mitt Romney. That's right, Gorzira, Al Gorzira. Teacher accused of stomping on an American flag in class. He said it's only a piece of cloth that doesn't mean anything. He should do that in front of a Marine. Gore's oil-fueled deal follows string of green fiascos, that fraud. MF Global judge nixes a group's bid to depose the peasant avante behind it, John Corzine. They won't even let him testify. It just shows you what you can do if you're rich in this country. And connected, by the way, to the Demon Cat machine. Wendy's franchisee slashes worker hours to sidestep Obamacare. Muslims would finish off 1 billion Hindus if they're allowed to, says a Muslim in India. All this is on michaelsavage.com. From the Jerusalem Post, Assad might have enriched the uranium stockpile. From the New York Post, crazed liberal judge orders criminals to be free to ply their trade, preventing cops from stopping the criminals. From Chicago, a new Illinois legislature includes three facing criminal charges. Only three? In Los Angeles, California, the dictatorship that has emerged of the Democrats has banned the press from the state assembly. They said that keeping the press away from the state assembly in California will reduce noise interference. They have a tepid press and they don't want anyone in there at all. That's what happens when you have one-party system. Michael Savage says it's time for a nationalist party. On the bottom of my website, michaelsavage.com, Romney lost because he told Savage to get lost. It's a classic photo. You ought to grab it while you can. New studies show that marijuana lowers IQ and poses other serious dangers. Be forewarned. Don't believe me. I don't care. Remain stupid. If you're interested in how other presidents have vacation going back in time, great series of pictures going way back on Michael Savage. Finally, on my website on the bottom left, if you're curious where my show is in the country, just click on the map, find your state, click the state, and it'll show you. For example, if you click New York, it shows what stations I'm on. You just scroll down, obviously WABC, WGDG, WHAM, JJF, LKW FM, SYR and Syracuse AM, SYR, Syracuse FM. I mean, it's all there. It's great. All this and more right here on MichaelSavage.com. Play the clip.
I want it clear to the American public that on behalf of the president, we're reaching out to all parties on whatever side of this debate we fall. If the president is going to act or executive orders, executive action that can be taken, we haven't decided what that is yet, but we're compiling it all with the help of the attorney general and all the rest of the cabinet members, as well as legislative action we believe is required.
From Fahrenheit 451 to Fahrenheit 357, welcome to the Savage Nation. Thank you, Neil. Fahrenheit 357, from the melting point of books, 451 to Fahrenheit 357. These stooges in the White House, these Hitlers, Mussolinis, I know that you're shocked to hear me saying this, but let me ask you something. Do you think Mussolini became a dictator overnight? Do you think that Mussolini just went from being a journalist to being a supreme dictator buffoon of Italy in one fell swoop? No. Mussolini became Mussolini the dictator by a series of steps, one step after another, one decree after another, until eventually Italy was in the grip of the black shirts. So now you have Obama threatening to become basically a dictator by overriding the Second Amendment. And incidentally, I got to tell you, I've studied this a little bit. I'm not the world's expert on it. But even Elena Kagan, during her confirmation hearings, stated, because she was grilled on the Second Amendment, I studied this. Even Elena Kagan on the U.S. Supreme Court, as diehard left-wing fanatic liberal as she is, said that the Second Amendment is set in stone. Those aren't her words, but that's more or less what she said. It's established law. It's set in stone. No modification possible. And I'll remind you of something else. This was voted upon, the ratification of the Second Amendment was, in essence, not voted upon, excuse me, it was in essence voted on in 2010, I think, by the Supreme Court. There was a Supreme Court case as near as 2010 on the Second Amendment, and the Supreme Court upheld the Second Amendment as near as 2 years ago. And Elena Kagan said that it's set in stone during a confirmation hearings. Now, of course, liberals lie. That we understand. It's their religion to lie, because they all studied communism, which states that direct action requires doing anything it takes to get what you want. So you can't trust anything Elena Kagan may have said about anything, given that she's a member of the liberal religion. Their religion permits them to lie to get to the point of absolute power. So I'm going to ask you again. This is a turning point in American history. You may not know this. But in essence, we have a de facto coup occurring right in front of our eyes under the guise of protecting the American people, which is how all dictators do it. On a minor scale to a major scale, it's always to protect the people. It's never to hurt anybody, ever. And now you have Biden, who really ought to know better. But I've long wondered who Biden really is. Now saying there's going to be use of an executive order, and I have to remind you again and again and again that executive orders were never, ever created to make law. They were created to clarify a law or to further a law put forth by the Congress or the Constitution. So if the Constitution has a law called the Second Amendment, a modification of the Constitution, then all an executive order can do is clarify that executive order, that law. So in other words, Obama's not going to seize your guns. He's going to qualify the Second Amendment and say it permits you to own a cap gun or permits you to own a gun that has a rubber band inside of it. I'm giving you an example, an extreme example. So he's going to start to modify what the Second Amendment means. And then all hell's going to break loose in this country. All hell is going to break loose in this country because, as I told you, it is not just conservatives who own guns. Many diehard liberals are gun fanatics because they fear conservatives. They fear a conservative revolution. They want guns. Many gays and lesbians are very proud gun owners because they fear those who would hurt them. They are not going to give their guns up happily. They're not going to do it. Hell no, they won't go. Don't you understand how deep and how far and wide this issue really is in America? That the White House is threatening a coup, in essence? Never give up your guns, ever. So I'm going to ask you, what are you going to do? Let's say the dictator and the stooge of the dictator, Biden, say, okay, here's the new rule. Executive order says you can't own this, you can't own that, turn it in. What are you going to do? It's a basic question. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. What are you going to do? Are you going to turn it in? I'm asking you what you're going to do about it. I mean, I'd really like to know. Let's start in this hour now. Let's start on the West Coast. It's on KSFO's dial, 560 on the dial out here. Susan on KSFO, thank you for holding so long. What's on your mind?
Well, Michael, I'm like a lot of these people. I won't surrender my guns ever. If there is some kind of an order put forth, you know, give you 6 months to turn them in, well, so be it. But anyone that comes to my door or breaks down my door will be met with the same kind of activity that I would meet anybody breaking into my house to steal my legal property. So.
But what if Obama says, we're not taking your guns, we're not taking away the Second Amendment, we only want to take away drum magazines. We want you to turn in drum magazines, and we also want you to turn in any clip that has more than five rounds in it.
Same answer. Go pound sand. No, it's my property. I am fifth generation Scotch, American, Irish background. And being a woman doesn't really, you know, make it any different. The ATF reported that since 2008, there's 8 million women who have now carry permits, new carry permits. So I know I'm speaking for a lot of women out there. I'm not a hero. I don't intend to be a hero, but this is something I feel extremely passionate about. I own 4 or 5 guns.
Well, Susan, you're making a good point, but I want to reaffirm something. Elena Kagan, who is as left-wing as they get, is on the Supreme Court. And she said, and it's very important everyone listening to the show, you write down the word Heller, because when Kagan, who was put on the Supreme Court by Obama as a useful left-wing tool, she cited the District of Columbia versus Heller as a precedent of the court. And here's what she said. She said, there is no question after Heller that the Second Amendment guarantees individuals the right to keep and bear arms, and that this right, like others in the Constitution, provides strong, although not unlimited protection against governmental regulation. So she did a little carve-out, not unlimited protection against governmental regulation. The Heller decision left room for states to require registration of weapons. The majority opinion also said the ruling didn't cast doubt on laws barring handgun possession by convicted felons and the mentally ill. I agree with that 100%. Or restrictions on bringing guns into schools or government buildings. I agree with that I do as well, by the way. And I was the first one after the massacre in Connecticut to call for armed guards in the schools. And that was the right thing to do. Elena Kagan, very important for you to know, said as a U.S. Supreme Court law clerk in 1987, that she was not sympathetic toward a man who contended that his constitutional rights were violated when he was convicted for carrying an unlicensed pistol. That was in 87, right? Then she was nominated to the Supreme Court, and she said other things. She said other things. But the most important thing for you to know about Kagan is that she cited Heller, as precedent for your right to bear arms. And that's going to become one of the biggest issues in the immediate future. Heller is going to become the big issue. What's amazing to me is that there's not one word coming from one Republican. It's shocking, actually, to realize that we have a single-party system. But, hey, who warned you that we have a one-party system? Who's called them Democrats since 1994? Me. Who called them Republicans since 1994? Me. Who warned you that we have an oligarchy? Me. Who told you that elections are fraudulent in America? Me. Who told you that since at least Clinton it's 888? 8 years Dems, 8 years Repubs, 8 years Dems, 8 years Repubs. Who told you that Obama get reelected because he didn't have his full 8 years? Me. Obama told it to you, too. Don't you remember last year, a year before the election, when he slipped up in front of Medvedev and he said, when I'm reelected? He went, oops, I mean, if I'm reelected. You don't remember that? I'll be right back.
Savage.
Hey, look, our great nation has passed the tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned us about 200 years ago. Ben said, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, they will herald the end of the republic. The 2012 election and 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago. Listen to me. That's when the Fed and income tax were born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of your money and our nation. How? By reading The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. It's free. Call 800-289-2646. What have you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. For this special limited free offer of this 1995 book, it's free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646. I've warned you. Call it now. 800-289-2646. It's free.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP. A tax law firm at 888-TAX-DEAL.
There are a lot of great-looking new cars for sale now. And if you're thinking about buying one, it probably means you want to get rid of that not-so-great-looking old car cluttering up your garage or squatting at the curb. Don't go through one ad heck. Go to the phone and dial 800-321-3023. 7 days a week, live operators are available to help you donate your old car to the Cancer Fund of America. We do all the DMV and smog paperwork. We even pick up your car, running or not in most cases. What could be easier? And you'll be eligible for a charitable tax deduction besides having the satisfaction of knowing that your old wheels are helping the Cancer Fund help thousands of people. So call 800-321-3023. That's 800-321-3023. We take cars, vans, trucks, RVs, and Batmobiles. 800-321-3023. And thanks from all of us at the Cancer Fund of America.
It's time to play Who's My Termite Company, brought to you by Planet Orange. Do you prefer a technician who has A, completed weeks of training, or B, experience delivering pizzas? Should your technician have performed A, hundreds of treatments, B, three, including yours? Do you want the person who comes out to your home to A, be knowledgeable, professional, and courteous,
or B, refer to you as dude.
When it comes to protecting your home from termites and pests, don't play games. Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. The best trained technicians, an industry-leading two-year warranty with free annual re-inspections, prices that are comparable or less than what others charge. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. That's 1-800-767-2643. Or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free termite and pest inspection now.
My name is Kanan, and I've performed over 1,200 treatments for Planet Orange.
Go to planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. Doing the right thing was never so easy.
Mike, you can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys. We'd like to work with you.
On Hot Dog 560 KSFO.
Radio's not easy. This is tough sledding because the topics are very serious and they're very depressing. And I don't want to get up on the show every day and simply talk about budgets and this and that. It's impossible to listen to. If I hear anyone talking about taxes and budgets, I turn the show off and I search for music, or I take the dog for a walk and go to the mall to see mindless people buying useless products from one store to the other. I don't care what the store is called. They're all selling the same thing, which is astounding to me. You go through the average suburban mall and they all have different names, but they're selling the same stuff, which is amazing to me. And the most crowded store, of course, are the Apple-type stores or the iPhone stores. There are lines pouring outside these stores of people waiting to get in to buy the latest apparatus, and I don't understand why. They're not communicating genius ideas on these things. They're just gossiping, basically. Fundamentally, they're just gossiping with their iPhones. What do you think they're doing, sending messages that are Nobel quality? It's gossip. Mary, meet you at the mall. He was wearing cute pants. See you tonight at the, I don't know what they're talking. What could they be sending on a message? Like a tom-tom. It's like smoke signals. It's astounding to me what goes on, what passes for communication in the country. But this is the changing society we live in. These instruments have made the people dumber rather than smarter. Why do I say it? Because they don't need to study punctuation. They don't need to study grammar. They don't need to study how to compose a sentence. It's done in, let's say, Twitter. Twitter is sent out sort of as a smoke signal. No punctuation, no necessity to think through a whole sentence and craft a sentence. It's sent out in a subliterate way as though, let's say you're an average inner-city rap singer. That's what Twitter has done to the entire population. That's all. It's that simple. Steve in Massachusetts, you're on the Savage Nation. Welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Your monologue is a brilliant light in the universe. You're the only talk show host that can go into depth for 15 minutes on a topic that the entire country should be up in arms about. Thank you very much. I recognize
your voice. You're the Flying Dutchman whose parents survived Nazi Holland, right?
That's correct. My father survived two camps, Dachau and the best one of all, Auschwitz. And if you ask me, I would like the American people to know that the only reason why so many Jews were killed during World War II is because legally their arms were taken away. I'm not saying illegally. I am saying legally. And that's the same thing that's going to happen here. Now, when are these schmucks going to wake up? Thank you, Michael.
Thank you. There's nothing that I can't comment on the commentary. If the man is like a scholar, a Torah scholar, you can't comment upon a scholar's statements when they're perfect. Now, how many Americans just heard him? Very few. They're probably watching football or I don't know what people are. What are they doing tonight? 10 minutes to 10 on the East. What are people? They're sleeping. They got their Ben Franklin nightcaps on. They're getting ready to watch the local non-evening news about a slip and fall on 32nd Street. I have no idea what the country is interested in. I have to keep going along with my own observations. Many, many decades ago, there was a writer in San Francisco who I adored. He was a longshoreman. He was revered. I forget his name. He wrote a local column. He started as a longshoreman. And he was a man of the earth. He observed things. He wrote it as he saw it. Does anyone listening to Sean Casewell know who I'm talking about? I'm not talking about that fraud, Herb Cain, that faker drunk.
Savage.
Hey, look, our great nation has passed the tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned us about 200 years ago. Ben said, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, they will herald the end of the republic. the 2012 election and 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago. Listen to me. That's when the Fed and income tax were born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of your money and our nation. How? By reading The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. It's free. Call 800-289-2646. What have you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. For this special limited free offer of this 1995 book, it's free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646. I've warned you. Call it now. 800-289-2646. It's free.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowler, Star Talk 560 KSFO. A San Francisco man accused of setting his girlfriend on fire in a dispute over laundry faces 11 felony charges. He could get multiple life terms if convicted. Federal auditors paint a bleak picture of the San Francisco Housing Authority. They say it's a troubled agency with dire financial problems and major management flaws. Humboldt State wants comedian Jimmy Kimmel for its commencement speaker. The invitation was issued after Kimmel joked on his late-night show about the university's marijuana research program. Taking a look at the roadways, one stall, Castro Valley, westbound 80th. Before you get to 160th, it looks like the second lane from the left is blocked. Other than that, do have an accident being reported. Capital Expressway on-ramp to southbound 101. That one should be off to the right side. It's going to be cold tonight. Freeze warning in effect for many of the inland areas. Temperatures upper 20s. I'm Dave Fowkes. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
The best damn morning show, period.
Let's talk about the Illinois guy killed by cyanide poisoning after striking it rich in the lottery. Dun, dun, dun. The part of the story that just really got me, the guy wins $1 million lottery in Illinois. After taxes, his take-home pay was $425,000. That is actually worse than murder.
Weekday mornings at 5 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Where were you when your identity thief robbed you? The airport Wi-Fi connection last week? The free wireless at your hotel? Or that mobile hotspot where you got coffee? When connecting to Wi-Fi through smartphones and laptops, you could be inviting identity thieves in, potentially handing over everything. Bank accounts, social security numbers, passwords, and basically saying, go ahead, destroy my credit, and take over my bank accounts. LifeLock Ultimate is the only identity theft protection service that monitors for bank account takeover fraud. It's the line between panic and protection. Enjoy the peace of mind that comes from arming yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or make the quick call today and mention Enroll 60 to get 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. See LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-567-9916. 1-800-567-9916. 1-800-567-9916. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
The bill pay shuffle. You just did it. Can't pay this bill? Stall this bill. Pay this bill or else. Shuffling bills, loans, and working overtime are not your answer. Earning more money is. But you have so little time. IncomeAtHome55.com. With a computer and a bit of time and desire, you could be banking serious money from your kitchen table. No home sales parties and no pressure. IncomeAtHome55.com has been helping our listeners for over 10 years. So stop the bill pay shuffle. IncomeAtHome55.com. Listeners, here's an amazing way to earn quit your job money from home. IncomeAtHome55.com wants listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com.
The Car Pro, Jerry Reynolds.
The problem is, at that kind of mileage, I don't care what brand it is, you're going to have a catastrophic failure. And right now, with the truck running, it's worth some money, believe it or not, as a 98 model. But you let the transmission go out, or you shell that engine, and all of a sudden, it's worth what it weighs at the scrapyard.
Email Jerry at carprousa.com.
Thank you, Dr. Car Pro.
Then listen this weekend.
Listen to the Car Pro Show, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves.
And neither should you on the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560.
Larry Stratt is the executive director of Gun Owners of America and a former member of the Virginia House of Delegates. Larry, welcome back to the Savage Nation.
Great to be on the show. Thanks so much for having me.
Violent gun crimes are causing many in government to renew calls for gun control or gun registration. Why don't you explain the history of this debate and put it in context?
Well, gun control in our country, if you want to go back over 100 years, was all about racism. Slaves were forbidden to own guns. And after the war between the states was concluded and there were no longer slaves, then the Jim Crow laws popped up, and among them were laws making it prohibitively expensive for slaves to buy guns. Then in the 20th century, licensing for buying a gun, for carrying a gun, came into fashion in the 20s and the 30s, again, as a way of keeping blacks in the North and the South from buying guns. The history of gun control is really a history of racism in the United States, and for people to tell us that this is a she-she liberal issue is to completely misunderstand the actual history of gun control in America.
All right, in plain English, I don't want to be framed by the Second Amendment. I'd like to know what the framers intended with the Second Amendment.
The framers made it so abundantly clear that they wanted each military age man to own, required actually by law. Militia Act of 1792 stipulated that all military age men must have a musket, and then later it was revised to a military rifle, must own it personally so that if he were called up, he would bring that to militia duty, to whatever military duty was required. That 1792 Act also provided for artillery. If you were in an artillery unit, you were not required to own artillery or bring it with you, but you still had to own and bring the military rifle. Long before the expression came into fashion, every man a rifle was clearly the federal law enacted by the very generation that had given us the Second Amendment. So they were telling us all able-bodied men are the people in that amendment, and they must own a military firearm. A little different idea of gun control from what we think of today.
A slimy limey on CNN has been trying to sell the narrative that gun control in England, a country with a higher rate of violent crime than even poverty-stricken South Africa, has led to a decrease in crime. Explain what this total fabrication really is.
Piers Morgan likes to point to the lower murder rate that England has compared to the United States, and he wants to ignore what you've just pointed to as far as their higher violent crime rate than all but three other countries in the world. One of the things that would perplex Mr. Morgan, I think, is the fact that where Gun Owners of America is located, Fairfax County, Virginia, a suburb of Washington, D.C., a county of over 1 million people, and I assure you, very urban, come enjoy, in quotes, our rush hour, and you'll see Fairfax County is an urban county. But in our urban area here in Northern Virginia, you can get a concealed carry permit quite easily. People routinely carry concealed firearms. Our murder rate in Fairfax, gun-toting Virginia, is 0.3 per 100,000. The murder rate in England is 1.2, fully per 100,000, fully four times more than gun-toting Fairfax County, Virginia. Where the United States has most of its violent crime is found in the urban areas where they also are the most anti-Second Amendment and make it the most difficult to get a firearm and to be able to carry a firearm. There, the criminals enjoy a much safer working environment, and that's why we see crime being committed in much greater number in those urban areas that are so hostile to gun ownership.
Larry, in 1975, Washington, D.C. passed the Firearms Control Regulations Act, which happened to have banned residents from owning handguns, automatic firearms, or high-capacity semi-automatic firearms, right? In June of 2008, the Supreme Court overturned that ban. What happened to the violent crime rate in D.C. after the Supreme Court overturned that ban on these weapons?
The ban that had been on the books that had caused the increase in crime also required that of the few guns that you were allowed to own had to be kept in a safe. So they were totally unavailable for self-defense. When the Supreme Court struck down the gun ban, happily it also struck down the safe storage requirement so that now people can keep their gun where it's readily accessible, at least while they're in their house. So crime did decline in Washington. I think it had been around 25 per 100,000. It dipped to something like 9 point something per 100,000, roughly twice the national average, but a great improvement. And my hope is that if Congress ever gets its act together, since it has the supreme legislative authority for the District of Columbia, it could simply undo the rest of the D.C. gun law and enable people to carry firearms outside the home so that they can protect themselves against attack outside their house as well as inside their house.
The city of Chicago has a similar ban still in effect. Does this actually encourage more crime? What is the data?
Simply by telling the criminal that he's not going to expect armed resistance is a great encouragement. That's why our gun-free school zones have been the scene of massacres of students in the some 20 years that we've been imposing these horrible laws, these dangerous laws on ourselves in our country. So we've got to insist that we get rid of gun-free zones, because all they are is criminal-friendly, criminal work environment zones. They certainly don't protect citizens and innocent people. They only protect criminals. It's outrageous that we haven't taken political vengeance on those who have imposed those laws on us.
What about Switzerland, which has nearly universal gun ownership? What's the crime rate there?
Switzerland has the lowest murder rate of any country in Europe and virtually of any country in the world. And yet, as you say, it has virtually universal gun ownership. When a Swiss male reaches military age, he must have a government-issued machine gun at his home at all times so that when he's called up for practice, his service 2 weeks a year, he has the gun which he is expected to have maintained familiarity with throughout the year. Switzerland, being an armed camp, also has a murder rate lower than England's, which has their gun ban. So for the English to take so much pride in what they have accomplished with their gun ban is whistling past the graveyard when it comes to the greater success in the country of Switzerland.
So evidence exists worldwide proving that law-abiding gun owners actually decrease the rate of violent crime. Everyone knows that except the gunophobes, mainly in New York and D.C.
Facts are there, the facts are in, the facts have been there for quite some time. And only people, it seems to me, that are interested in controlling all of our lives are interested in controlling guns, because there's no factual basis to support what they're calling for. Obviously, these people want to control us. It goes well beyond our guns.
I don't think the American public's just going to roll over and give up their guns. Do you think that they will?
I have seen more irritation and anger and pushback against the possibility floated by Vice President Biden that, well, if we don't have the votes in the Congress, the president will just act by executive order. Well, I hope the president doesn't do that. First question I have for him is, have you considered how it worked out for George III? Not only did he not succeed, because he imposed gun control on the colonies, and we simply broke his law, ignored him. And the poor guy ended up in the nut house, and I wouldn't wish that on anybody, even President Obama, whom I oppose so much. Secondly, who is he going to get to go and confiscate guns? That's not going to end well. That's a very, very dangerous idea. And I know a lot of police and military have told us they're not going to do it. So who exactly do they think is going to collect the guns?
Look, what can my audience, the largest audience of independence and talk radio, coincidentally, what can the audience of the Savage Nation do to get involved to protect their own rights?
We are a grassroots lobby, and if people will take advantage of our free alerts, they can go to gunowners.org, subscribe to those alerts, and embedded in almost all of them will be an email that they can send off pre-written to the appropriate member of Congress to keep the heat on. It's at gunowners.org, and the byword that we operate on is something that was so fond of being told by the late Senator Everett Dirksen. When I feel the heat, I see the light.
Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, thank you for being with us today on the Savage Nation.
Great to be with you. Thanks so much.
I'm Michael Savage. I'll be right back.
Savage.
This is the Constitutional Minute from Rockwell Arms. When the 13 original colonies agreed to form a union, they only gave a short list of defined powers to the new central government. That's right, they made a list. And on that list, they wrote that every power that was not on the list would be left to the states or to the people. Why? They knew from history that if the government had too much power, people in high positions could use their power to encroach on the liberties of the citizens. By dividing power between the central government and the states, the founders kept most governing powers close to the people and made their government more accountable to them. The principle of dividing power between the federal and state government is known as federalism, and it is more important today than ever. Rockwell Arms encourages you to understand and honor our Constitution and to support businesses that do the same. Visit us at rockwellarms.com and check out our great selection of firearms and accessories. Rockwell Arms, helping you keep America safe.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530, 800-467-7530.
Brought to you by Vitucci & Associates, seminars for a roadmap to retirement. Don'tinvestandforget.com.
This year, make 2013 the new you year with Ovation Cell Therapy. Guaranteed to restore your hair's natural beauty, Ovation Cell Therapy can help repair dry, brittle, damaged hair caused by harsh chemicals and heat styling.
Ovation Cell Therapy can dramatically reduce breakage and help repair split ends, even helping to repair the damage caused from hair extensions. With Ovation Cell Therapy, your hair can be thicker, stronger, longer, and healthy again. Guaranteed.
My Ovation experience has been great. My hair was terribly damaged and overprocessed, but now my hair looks and feels healthier. I love you guys.
Join the hundreds of thousands of Ovation Nation customers who take the time to write their personal testimonials. If Ovation didn't help their hair look and feel thicker, stronger, and longer, why would they?
If you didn't get your gift of Ovation Cell Therapy for the holidays, hurry and log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a very special introductory discount. For thicker, stronger, longer hair, log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for your special savings.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS you can't afford to pay, then this may be the opportunity you need. I'm tax attorney Robert Goldstein, and last year the IRS made significant changes to its Offering Compromise program to help you settle your past due tax debt and get the fresh start you need. And since the IRS revised its program, my firm has negotiated more settlements and at lower dollar amounts than ever before. But no one knows how long these changes will last, so the time to act is now. My firm has over 30 years of combined experience helping taxpayers with all aspects of tax and bankruptcy law. Whether you need an Offering Compromise for individual, payroll, or sales taxes, audit representation, or help with offshore accounts, we can help. We work closely with our clients to resolve their tax issues, whether it is the IRS, state, or both. The law offices of Robert Goldstein are a local firm with offices throughout the Bay Area, and we always offer a free consultation. To schedule your free consultation with me, call toll-free 1-888-TAX-EXIT. That's 888-TAX-EXIT. 888-TAX-EXIT, and make us your last stop.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. So I was talking about The True Believer by Eric Hoffa. It came up out of nowhere, and I don't know how I got there. That's the kind of show I do. And I was explaining to you mass movements of the type Obama has created, make no mistake about it. People don't want to accept it. You know, those on the side that I'm on don't want to accept that he's created a great mass movement, but he has. He certainly has. And I'm trying to explain to you that he's disappointed the intelligentsia on the left that elected him. They're not happy with him because they didn't get from him what they wanted. They're still the same insecure individuals. They still have no personal advancement, most of them. Their talents are still sitting dying on the vine. They have no place for their action. They don't know what to do with themselves. They're certainly not going to suddenly jump ship and follow John Boehner. Nobody wants to follow him. I don't think his dog would follow him. So we were talking about Hoffer's book, and I wanted to finish up with one paragraph. Then I'll go on to your calls on the Savage Nation. So Eric Hoffer, who's writing about such mass movements of the type that we saw in the 30s and 40s, Hitler, Stalin, Mussolini, writes the book True Believers. And he says not all such movements are negative. And he gives examples of how the same forces that give rise to the true believer, mass movements, can be channeled in more positive ways. And here's what he writes, one paragraph. There are, of course, rare leaders such as Lincoln, Gandhi, even FDR, Churchill, and Nehru. They do not hesitate to harness man's hungers and fears to weld a following and make it zealous unto death in service of a holy cause. But unlike a Hitler, a Stalin, or even a Luther and a Calvin, they are not tempted to use the slime of frustrated souls as mortar in the building of a new world. They know that no one can be honorable unless he honors mankind. Wow, those are amazing words. He should have added somebody else to the Hitler, Stalin, Luther, and Calvin. They would be our friends in the Middle East and what they're following. The frustrated souls, the hundreds of millions of them who want to build a new world following only one book, where all of the books will be burned, where the single book is the only thing that's necessary. But they're all wrong, because he says they know that no one can be honorable unless he honors mankind. That's what the great men are, who know that no one can be honorable unless he honors mankind. Does Obama honor mankind? Do you actually believe this man does not have contempt for mankind? Do you actually believe by his actions? And I'm really targeting my words tonight to the intelligentsia on the left. Do you actually believe that Obama honors mankind? Do you believe his behavior is evidence of a man who cares about the nation and of mankind? I don't, and I don't think you do either, and don't call me on it, because it's irrelevant what you're going to say. What's relevant is what I see. That's why it's my talk show, not yours. And if you think that you are entitled to a talk show, I suggest that in the next budget negotiations, you see if you can get some money from Obama to create a talk show. Then you can have a fake channel like Al Gore, build it up to nothing, and then sell it to an Arab propaganda outlet. I don't believe that the mass movement that Obama has created amongst this 47% of leeches is going to be honorable. I don't think he's that honorable, because I don't think Obama honors mankind. I think he honors himself. That's the problem. He's not a man who honors mankind, so far as I can tell. I believe that this president of ours honors himself, not mankind. All right, let me take some callers here. There's so much more that I haven't gotten to, even the shark fin article. that I just read you is something worth talking about, particularly my particular take on it, because I'm an animal rights activist giving money to funds that protect elephants from the vermin who kill them, shooting whole herds in Zimbabwe in helicopters with machine guns, leaving them to die as they cut their tusks off them, to sell them to throwbacks in China mainly, who want to display, like the bourgeois of yesteryear, their ivory collection. To me, I would arrest anyone who buys ivory. Anyone who buys new ivory, I'd put him in jail for 10 years and seize their assets and make them pay for a new elephant herd. But then again, I don't work for the corrupt UN. They do nothing. They talk a lot, but they do nothing. Stephanie in Hawaii on the Savage Nation, go ahead, please.
I am so sick and tired of all the other talk show hosts. I just can't take it anymore. You're the only one that I turn to for any kind of information. I already can predict what they're going to say.
Well, look, I would like to bash them along with you, but there's no point to it. It's a big world, and it's a long day, and there's room for everyone. Let's put it to you that way. And every talk show host attracts his own audience. At the end of the day, everybody gets the audience they deserve. I have always gotten the most educated audiences in talk radio. I know that from the data. Yeah, you'll hear the hysterics say otherwise. It's not true. You know, I just got an analysis of the people who go to my website, and the education level is amongst the highest amongst people who go to websites, and the income level is very high. People were shocked by it. It's the same in my listeners in my radio show.
Yes, yes, sir. Can I tell you the turning point?
Yes.
It was after the election when we kept on hearing all the other, when I was listening to all of the talk shows, all the Rasmussen, they said that Romney was ahead, this and that. And then when he lost, I was just so devastated. And then I turned to the radio to get my information, and you were the only one that nailed it, the illegal vote. They weren't, you know.
And no one's talking about the fact that Obama stole the election with the illegal aliens who he granted amnesty to 6 months before the election. No one would say it. But it's obvious to me that the 3 million differential between him and Romney, who didn't even want to run, was based strictly upon what I predicted in trickle-down tyranny, which was the illegal aliens that he granted amnesty to. That was the differential, number one and the most important factor, and he should have been impeached for it right after the election. But we don't have an opposition party. We have Mr. Whatever I call him. It's frightening that they wouldn't even say the illegal alien, and you know why? Because they have the same need for the same illegal vote. They're afraid to say one word to the Hispanic lobby. Do you understand that? The lobby for the illegal Hispanics is perhaps the most powerful lobby in America right now.
And I'm a daughter of an immigrant. My mom was from South America, and she gets so outraged because her parents sold their farm so she can come to the United States to get surgery on her eyes. And then she hears about all this stuff through your radio. I turned her on to you. About them getting free health care and all this, and she just...
Well, that's right. Your mother should not have sold a farm. She just should have waited for the Messiah to arrive, and then she could have gotten it for free. All right, Stephanie, I appreciate your listenership. It's heartbreaking, but there's no point in harping on the heartbreak, or else we'll become like Heartbreak Hotel. In other words, if Eric Hoffa could write one book called The True Believer and make his points so well in that one book... And I'm still quoting it so many years later. I believe that trickle-down tyranny, trickle-up poverty by themselves are so darn good. They have so much great information in them that they're quotable through time. And that's all I need to do. There's nothing more I need to say. What more do I need to say about what this country has become and what it is going to become than what's already been said? Can you predict one book from a conservative author over the next year that anybody would buy? Can you think of a book? I can guarantee you, you know, there's a whole industry of book writers out there, and I'm one of them. Can you name anybody's book, anybody who would write a book about politics that you would buy right now after this election? I would say no. I would say that business is over for a long while. There's nothing that anybody cares to read anymore about the damage that Chairman Obama is doing to this country. Nothing.
Savage.
Homeowners,